Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I am your host, Jared Brady. I got JD in the house. I got Los in the house. And I got a special guest in the house. Hey. My man, Stefan.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
It's Stefan?
That's how I say it.
I always thought it was Stefan.
Put some English on it. My name is Stefan.
Okay. Stefan's in the building.
As long as you're calling my name, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Stefan, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you coming on, man. Cheers, cheers.
Thank you a lot.
Weed good? Good luck to toast? Probably.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it is today.
It's the best of luck.
So today we have an interesting topic to dive into.
Per request.
Per request.
A lot of requests.
You got a lot of requests, huh?
Yeah, I got like 5 or 6 requests for this. You got a few, right?
I got a few. Why don't you kick us off with the intro? I would love.
Even Los looked up like, huh? What's going on? Today we're going to be talking about breaking up with a friend.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know if we teased this before, or the audience just asked for it, but yeah. It's a real thing. You know, especially as you get older, especially when you really invest in friendships, some may argue it's harder to break up with your friends than your girl or your guy.
Mm. And you recently went through something, right?
Yeah, very recently. So it's pretty fresh for me. So we will all for sure dive into it. But yeah.
And the reason why I brought Stefan is Stefan, my best friend, we had a falling out. Probably what, a year ago?
Yeah.
A year ago. But we rekindled.
Yeah.
And so the reason why I brought Stefan was because I think the perspective of somebody who went through it and then we made it onto the other side.
Yeah.
I think that's an important perspective because you guys end friendships doesn't mean that it's over forever.
Right, right.
And you're going through it right now.
It may be over though.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but it's been like a roller coaster. I've known him for 13 years now.
Yeah.
So we've had a roller coaster of it, and I just kind of think the ship might have sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's tough. And I think the thing that was tough about our falling out was because we've been friends for like since we were like young,
really, really young.
Like, you know, 8, mm-hmm. 9, 10. Like we were friends, you know, childhood friends.
Yeah.
And I think when we went through our thing, I had never had somebody as close as a friend that I had with you.
Right.
You know, I mean, we went through the shit together.
Yeah, no, it was deep. It was good.
And so I know from my end, and I'll let you, you know, speak from your end, but from my end, when our friendship ended, it was tough. It was tough for me because it felt like you died.
Yeah.
Because I talked to you every day.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I don't know if that's something that you were feeling with your homie. Yeah, 100%. But it was tough. But like, how did it feel on your end?
Well, for me, it was my shit died on every angle, on every side, on every relationship, because that was my shit. So it was an abyss, man. It was weird with you because we talked every day. That's not like a normal relationship. That's not like a normal, not every friendship amongst men, like they talk every day. But we talk every day.
Yeah.
And it was definitely weird. It was definitely a void. It's just being understood by someone that's known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. I honestly was just mad at the time, so I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get to a place, was there ever a moment, you know, through your healing from all the other relationships, was there a moment where it was like, damn, like that was tough on me, you know, longer than, or, you know, when did you ever get to that place? I know in the moment when it happened, you were like, oh man, fuck this and fuck the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was there a moment where it kind of like sat in for a second, like we weren't homies anymore?
Yeah. No, definitely. There's a moment where it sat in because it was everyone at once, which is actually kind of nice. Like it makes it less personal about you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was personal between us. But there was a moment when I like sobered up and I was like, well, shit, I have exactly nothing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then the reason why I reached out to you again after, I think it was a year.
Yeah.
Was because of that. Like, you're my good friend, bro. Like, we did shit and we know each other really well. And I realized the value of having another person, especially a man that like knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that understands what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you can actually talk for an hour or two or whatever.
And not have to over explain yourself.
Yeah. And we're not talking about bullshit, like actually about ourselves and our lives. And I realized the value of that because as I picked back up all my relationships and reconciled and restabilized everything, you get to really realize what each relationship is fulfilling in your life.
Mm.
And the homie one was missing, and you're the homie one.
Yeah.
Other people, like maybe like we really connect on music shit or really connect on family shit or whatever it is. But like the homie one where you can just talk about any subject and you don't have to like, there's not little fences or areas that you don't talk about where you can talk about anything.
Yeah.
That was what was missing.
Yeah.
And so it's a fucking ocean to get back. Like it took, it's so much pride between men. Like,
ego,
if it ends,
ego,
like,
pride.
What the fuck? I'm not going to go say
You
know what I mean?
I'm not apologizing.
I'm not apologizing. I'm not even going to reach back because what? Like, I don't need you, right?
Yeah.
Thing is, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
We do need each other, and especially when you know someone for so long, it's kind of cool because there's more get back from that than you know them for 13 years.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting listening to you guys is a lot of, because I had friends that I grew up with that we just grew apart.
Yeah.
Which is kind of normal. You know, you whether you grow apart because your values are different or you move wherever you move, but for you guys to be able to reconcile, you know, put whatever was going on in the past and just set your pride and your ego aside is huge. But that takes both of you. Cause if it's just one, like if it was just you and Jared was like, nah, I'm good, bro.
You know what I mean?
Or vice versa.
That's what I sent you at the beginning was like, it's on my side, it's reconcilable. I don't know if it is on yours.
Well, what was so different, about our conversation, what made me open up, I would say, was when you called me, there was nothing expected out of me, like even to talk about the situation. Like when you called me, you were just like, hey, look, I just want to tell you what I've been feeling and what I've been going through. And at the end of this, you don't have to say anything. And I don't even expect a friendship.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you what I've been thinking and what's been going on. And for me, that was just a telling place of where you were. And because when we ended, I felt like you were in a really bad place.
I was,
And when we had that conversation and we got to talk it out, and there was nothing expected out of me, there was just like a different person on the other end of that phone that made me kind of open up and being like, you know what, maybe we can have this conversation and maybe we can get through it. So that was like the biggest difference for me that I saw. You know,
well,
we
there's
had that
things
conversation
that separated us.
Yeah,
I think I was thinking about this.
Yeah,
I think you ascended at the same time as I descended.
Yeah,
so we were in the same place, and then instead of you just going up, I also went down. Like it was like that.
Yeah,
and so there's differences there. So the differences had to get reconciled. Not like change this about you or anything, but I had to grow to understand where you were at, and then you had to accept and understand where I was at. And like basically I had to realize that who is this guy and why do I want to still like keep being friends with him. And then those things that he could fulfill in my life that are valuable, what is it worth to me to continue? You know what I'm saying? And that's like with everyone. That's like with a girl or whatever relationship. It's just like you can't expect this person to be 1,000% of everything. Like, and that was a big thing too. I think I was just very judgmental of everyone. That's why I said fuck everyone. Cause like,
I'm
as soon as somebody fell short or as soon as
I'm fucking Stephen. Fuck you. But once I got, over myself, it was like, but dude, like Jared is chill as fuck and we can talk about anything under the sun. And these other people are chill as fuck and we can, and do these things. So I just started pulling everyone back.
Yeah.
And everyone's open to that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you find anybody that you
everyone
were...
Everyone is open
Everyone
to
was
shit.
Open to it? Yeah. I think it's the way that you approached it. I'm going
to
be honest.
It has to be real.
I wouldn't be honest. I think it was the way we approached it because I've had friends in my past that I'm not cool with.
Yeah.
And they've tried to reach out and tried to like reconcile, but it just didn't work.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on the way that you approached it, which was massive to me. I want to get into some details about yours, and then I think we kind of talk about how we even came to that bubbling point.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, Stephen, you were saying like how you just came to Jared after, you know, a year and you're like, you know what? I want to hash this out. I got some things to say, right? Because that's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
And in my past, what I would do is I would just cut people off. I would avoid the uncomfortable conversation. And the thing that I realized is every time you cut someone off and you avoid that discomfort, you're shrinking yourself.
Yeah.
When I say shrinking yourself, I mean you're limiting your capabilities of learning and growing from that uncomfortable conversation. Because when you have those uncomfortable conversations, what happens is you have lessons that come from that and you can grow from that. You can add that to your arsenal. And every time I'd cut people off, I would shrink myself. I would lose that option. So, and the thing is I used to think the same thing. I'm JD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need them. Fuck them kind of thing, you know? Yeah. But that's also, as I was talking to Shan about this, is, you know, self-sabotaging. So every time someone would get close enough to me where I felt like, okay, if I let them in, will they hurt me? This was my own personal shit. And so what I would do is I would try to find things that I didn't like about them to create that's issue.
A narrative,
And then just have them, you know, be like, man, fuck JD. Or
you want to tap out before they tap out.
Yeah, as I call it, you want to be, I was in control of the exit door,
as I
call it. So in this particular situation with this friend, friends for 13 years. It's funny you said, Jay, you felt like Stefan died. I so heavily relate to that because the guy that I'm talking about was 8 years older than me. So he was like my big brother I never had, at times like a father figure that I never had. So I put him on the highest pedestal I could put anybody on.
Mm.
And so when we had our first falling out and didn't talk.
Oh, so you guys went through twice.
More than twice.
Oh, wow.
Probably
wow.
like 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the issue there? I mean, that was multiple times.
Yeah, multiple issues. The first time, because of the age gap, like I met him at, I think at 21, so I was an idiot, you know, and he's 29, grown, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just dealing with my bullshit.
Yeah.
So I think he was just like, I can't help this kid literally anymore, right? Like he's got to figure this shit on his own because he's actually bringing me down kind of thing, which I respect. I take full responsibility for that.
Yeah.
As we got older, and as I grew, I started to realize that when I used to act out of emotion based off of, fine, whatever, I don't want to be friends with you anyway. Now I was stepping into my value system being like, you know what? You're kind of doing the same thing that you were doing even when I was 21 and I was too naive to peep game.
Mm. Yeah.
But now I'm 34.
What were some of those things?
I realized he was very self-centered.
Mm.
So what was so odd was that he's a nice person and he'll be selfless. Oh, Steph, you need a ride? I got you, man. Oh, Jay, you need a, okay, cool. No worries. But he would hold that over your head.
Yeah. Oh, he's scorekeeper.
Tallies.
Scorekeeper. So he would hold shit over my head from back like years ago.
Mm.
Like I was going through a breakup and I was going through it and I was like, bro, I got to get her back, man. Don't mind you, this is 2012. I got to get her back, man. He was like, cool. I was like, yo, can you three-way? Remember three-way? I was like, I'll mute myself. I won't say shit. Just, I just want to see how it, do I got a chance? Yeah, hit all of them.
That's a deep one.
You know what I mean? He was like, I got you. He reminded me of that to this day.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
There was another time I was dating this girl. We were in the club. And she was trying to dance, whatever, but she was holding her purse. And he was like, oh, I got you. I'll hold your purse. I got you. Go ahead, Jay. So we're dancing, blah, blah, blah. Brings it up to this day. He brought it up so many times thereafter. Like, well, I held her purse for you that time. I'm like,
wow. Out of respect for your boy, I'm not making any jokes.
No, it's all good.
He's not his boy anymore.
He's not my boy anymore.
Hey, let me hold your girl's purse. Which is, I'll remind you 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I held your girl's purse, bro.
Yeah. I was like, I don't
you
get
was
it.
Dancing,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
So he would like he would ask you a favor and then throw those in your face.
He would offer the favor for him to do.
Yeah.
And then throw it in my face.
But when he needed something, he would be like, "Oh man, I hold your girl's purse, man. You gotta come through."
No, he wouldn't even do that. He would rarely ask me for anything.
He would just show. He would just like.
It was like he needed to feed his ego whenever I was like, "Oh yeah, you're right. You know, you did it. My, yo, thanks to you, man. I was able to dance with her. Like, yo, if it weren't for you, bro, I probably wouldn't have danced." You know, that whole thing.
It's huge.
So anyway, so I started to realize that he was self-centered.
Yeah.
And I was in the process of creating a nonprofit for Black Lives Matter. And I brought him in and we were working together. And there were certain things that he was doing where, so the team peeped his whole vibe, like self-centeredness, narcissism. And my boy hit me, who I was starting the organization with. It was me and him. He was like, "What's up with your guy?"
Yeah.
And really?
Yeah. And I was like, "Huh?" Because it was over my head. Because I was used to him being.
So not only did you start noticing things, but people you would bring him around.
That might have been similar with us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's kind of. Because everyone did have mad love for you.
Yeah, but I was becoming a bad look.
Yeah, you would blow up every arena that I brought you in. You would set it on fire.
Yeah.
Not good.
We'll get into it. Yeah.
I have understood it now. That's why I went back to like being able to come back. But the thing is, with men, if you have a long friendship, I think what it is it happens when people are moving into different circles.
Right.
Mm. And can you continue to bring this person?
Yeah.
And when you do bring this person, they start to feel it. And so is it going to be me telling you,
right,
bro, I can't have you here? Or is it going to be you being like, I don't want to fucking be here.
I'm the shit,
out of insecurity.
But that's that uncomfortable conversation.
That's what.
So you had to have the conversation because the team was bringing it up.
So I told you how he was keeping score.
Yeah.
I started to keep track of all the things that I was noticing that I had felt in the past, but because I was young, dumb, and full of, I couldn't articulate my feelings. I was like, oh, that's just him. That's just him. And people would say shit. I'm like, that's just him. Mm. Now I'm like, oh, I know why he does this. And it's all adding up. So I'm putting together this like this rap sheet, basically, of the things that I'm no longer aligning with of him. So he, my boy for the organization was like, yeah, it just seems like he's very emotionally insecure.
Wow.
And I was like, damn. Because we had like 4 or 5 Zoom meetings at this point. I'm like, you peep this over a computer screen?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. He's been that way. And there are a couple of things, too. Like, he's like, remember I did that? And I'm like, okay, that's still prevalent in our friendship.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And so I was like, look, 6 months goes by. And I hadn't really talked to him in like 2 weeks. And we used to talk every day.
Yeah.
So he was like, what's up? And I was like, man, we got to have a talk. It's an uncomfortable conversation. I was like, look, there's a lot of different things that you've shown over the last 6 months or that I've just realized this is who you are. And I just wanted to have a conversation with you about it. And immediately he got defensive. The ego kicked in. The pride came. What are you talking about? You know, I don't know. Oh, you tripped. What? And I was like, bro, I know exactly how I feel because I've held on to this for 6 months.
Yeah.
It just took me this long to get the courage to come talk to you because I knew it was going to go like this. And I was like, a lot of the stuff I could live with, I can just, whatever, that's just him. But some stuff, it just rubs me the wrong way, bro.
Well, when you start getting into business partnerships, well, business that's partnerships, when it starts getting weird. Yeah,
and also, he was very secretive about a lot of stuff. So I let him in, and he would like, micromanage where he would let me in. And I was like, weird. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Right? When you went to have the uncomfortable conversation,
yeah,
what was your goal, or what did you want out of that?
So I thought about that a lot because, again, some of the things were just little, but they were adding up. And I was already feeling a way. So, you know, when you already feel a way and then they do little things and you're like,
it sticks out even more.
It hurts. Yeah. And so I was like, can I just let this go? But I was like, you know what? We're grown. This is my boy. We're involved now. We should be able to have these conversations. And I was like, he reminded me a lot of who I used to be. And when I was that person, if I was sitting by myself in my thoughts, I'd be honest and say, I need someone to talk to. Mm. But my ego and pride would be like, man, fuck them.
Or right? If someone had brought it up to you.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
There's the defense mechanism that goes up.
Or I would point the finger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not
Nobody
me.
Else says this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Only you, bro.
Exactly. You know what's crazy, bro? He told me that.
Really?
So back to the uncomfortable conversation when I brought it up. He's like, I've never heard anyone say this stuff before. And I was like, I know you lying, bro. But I was like, it's me.
Yeah.
Like you can talk to me,
if
bro.
If there was anybody to tell you.
Like I'm and I didn't say it like I'm here for you, but I was just like, look, we can talk about this. You know, I know there's a lot to process right now, but if you take a day or two and come back, you know, we can talk. And he was like, I'm not on your fucking podcast.
Oh wow.
And I was like,
Oh shit. Oh, that's okay. A fucking
I don't wanna talk well, about it, what? Okay?
We don't want you on our fucking podcast.
So I was like,
I'm just saying.
I was like, oh, that's how you feel. But I was like, look, he's taking it hard. And that's okay. You know what I mean? I was like, look, bro, I'm just letting you know.
Because hurt hurts.
You asked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hurt people hurt people. I was like, you asked. I'm letting you know. Maybe just sit with these feelings, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's more power to you for not taking that personal, because as soon as somebody would have said that to me, I'd have been like, all right, you know what? Fuck you, bro. I'm good, dog.
But you know what?
I was for sure. I would have been the same way. Like, yeah. All right. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
The only thing that helped me in that moment is, like I said, I was him. So I knew how he felt. I knew he felt hurt.
Yeah.
We were still pretty fragile because we were like not even, well, yeah, we were a year in, you know, after a 4-year gap, and we've had a 2-year gap before that. We've had a year gap before that. So this like eggshell kind of stuff. And I was like, I'll let him sit with it. The next day, I woke up. I was like, I couldn't even get my words out because he kept cutting me off. So I left him a voice note, Los's favorite.
Yeah.
And I explained exactly how I felt. Maybe, you know, maybe he heard me the wrong way or took it the wrong way. I tried to work on my delivery. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I woke up thinking about our conversation and I was like, okay, well maybe. And then I heard your voice note, and to your detriment, it made it worse. And I was like,
what did you say in the voice note?
I basically just thoroughly explained how I was feeling in a very articulate way. And I was like, babe, that was good, right? Because she was like, near.
She listened
like,
to it.
It was like, yeah.
She approved it.
Great.
Wow.
But he just, you know, he just didn't want to hear it. That's all it was.
Take things the way they take them.
Exactly.
So, I had somebody that I, a similar situation where I told somebody who, and you know who the person is, but somebody I had a lot of history with, and it came to a point where our relationship was bothering me because I was like, I'm fully committed to being your friend.
Right.
Right. You're doing this like one foot in, one foot out thing. So I told them, I was like, yo, look, like, either we're friends or we're not. Like, we don't have to do this. We're adults. Right, and I said that, and I'll be completely honest, it bothered me because it went against something that I tell people. Don't ask, don't challenge people if you're not ready for
the other side of that response.
What's going to happen. And I thought they were going to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right. Like, you're right. Like, I need to get this correct. Like, you are a person that I value.
What did they do?
I would rather, like, repair and build this.
Yeah.
Yo, so we had the first conversation where I basically told him, like, you know, like, I'm just not really feeling this. Like, I want you to, I want to be friends, but I need you to be an actual friend to me the way I'm a friend to you. And a day went by. Or no, was it a day? It was either a day or 2 days. I can't remember. Either way. A day went by. Let's just say a day. Day went by. I picked up the phone because I was like, I want to, you know, this is somebody who I care about. I want to be able to get some closure to this. Either we're moving forward as friends or we're not, whatever it is. I like to know. So I called them and they were just like, yeah, I'm over it. And that was the whole conversation. Basically,
that's what men do, though.
Well, it wasn't a man.
Damn.
A little harder. I know it stung because this is somebody I cared about. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're over it, I was like, so all right, you over it, you over it then. All right, cool.
Yeah. Like, but to your point, Stephen, that is what men do, right?
Well, it seems like I think everyone's just over being like, oh, fuck you.
I think it's what humans do. Yeah. I don't think it's a man thing. I think it's just a human thing to when you're challenged by somebody instead of.
Because I know some women that are catty.
But instead of, you know, humbling yourself and being able to take a step back, and I've been guilty of this before myself, but instead of being able to get give yourself a little perspective and see, hey, where is this person coming from that would make them even challenge me like this, instead, you know, a lot of times we just I'm not dealing with your shit, like who are you, like I'm good. So
you think that you don't need them,
right?
Whereas your friend is, I'm sure right now, tapping into the fact that he does. That maybe not you, but he needs some people that he's fucking up on. Because if you're fucking up, you're fucking up. That's what I did. It's humbling, like you said. But when life hits you over the head with humility, you can take that shit, or you can just walk around like this.
Or make it worse.
And I decided to not walk around like that. I was like, wait a sec, okay.
Yeah.
So I need people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why everyone was open to me when I came back, because I'm actually aware from a real spot that I need you. and you're gonna need me, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
right now, I'm the one. So, yeah. So in order for me to not, this is a survival tactic. In yeah. order for me to not be alone again, and right. when you're alone, you can't survive. Like,
right.
and just humanity and just in life, you're a fucking rabbit in the woods. You can't survive alone. So,
yeah, yeah.
It, you need others. And if you can't figure out how to keep others in your life,
yeah.
then you're just not thriving to the same degree as you can. And I'm gonna thrive. So,
yeah.
And you have to get yeah. the people back.
And the other thing is, like, when you cut people off, it's like you're running from the problem. Which in large part is maybe just you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep taking the same problems into other situations. It's like at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. Just learn from the lesson. It's hard to take a look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care if you're a man, woman, period. It's just hard to take a look in the mirror, especially when you don't think you're, I don't want to say as bad as you are, but for lack of a better phrase or term, but when you get to the point where you can't even see what people are seeing
yeah.
and you're not even like able to process like, oh shit, maybe it is me kind of thing. Cause even the way, like when I was trying to talk to him after a couple of days, cause he's also a person like he won't let anything go. Hence the keep score.
That's
thing.
What I was going to ask you. I was like, after yeah. that text message, was that the straw?
So we talked on the phone for 4 hours.
Shit.
And he was just overly explaining himself, defending himself based on what I was saying. I was like, it's hard to try to, and here's the thing, like, he's a very good gaslighter, mm. a very good manipulator.
Mm, mm, mm.
And there were times where I'd be on the phone and I'm like, what's going
and you're
on?
Spinning.
Maybe I am tripping. And I'm like, yeah. no, I'm not tripping. You know, it was like yeah. one of those things. I'm like, I just got to let him vent, let yeah, him talk. Yeah. I was like, cool, go ahead. And then we tried like a week or two later, I think. And it wasn't it. And he couldn't let that go. He couldn't let what I was bringing up. Like, for example, one of the things that just, it was actually the tip of the iceberg. The day he called me, he was like, yo, what's up? I haven't talked to you in a while. He's like, I got some good news for you. So he tells me, he's like, I've been working on this thing for like a year and a half. I didn't want to tell anybody about it. I kind of like to move in silence, which I'm like, okay, cool, cool. He said, but, I got my real estate license. And I was like, oh, dope. I was like, congrats. And I was like, oh, wait, my wife's a realtor. You've known this. How long? A year and a half. Okay, so longer than you and I have been talking again. Plenty of opportunity to tell me and or my wife what you're doing. It's like, could you imagine if right now I hit you and I was like, yo, Jay, I record music.
I wouldn't. I wish you wouldn't be surprised if you kept it on low. But that's. But for me,
no, yeah, yeah. Weird, that bro. Doesn't. That doesn't bother that would, me yeah. so much.
Okay. I wouldn't
getting
be surprised.
A real estate license on the low doesn't bother me.
But here's the thing.
What if he didn't pass his bar? Maybe he was afraid of that.
So he said that. He said, yeah. I didn't want to tell anyone because if I failed, I would be embarrassed. And yeah. I said, I totally respect that. But as Shay said, it's one thing to pass the test. It's another thing to sell a house.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's one thing to record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so to, so yeah. I get that. But again, it's like I was saying, I would let him in every kind of way because he would almost pull that out of me. And then when it was his turn to kind of let me in on some stuff, he wouldn't. Yeah. And yeah. whether it was out of a fear of embarrassment. But the way he was, it seemed like, asking Shay questions per real estate and stuff.
Oh, before you found it. So you were like, yeah. you're connecting the dots.
I was
backwards.
Connecting the dots and I was gotcha. Like, were you like,
do you feel like that situation, if you guys didn't have an issue prior, would bug you? Do you think that was just kind of like a,
It wasn't a standalone issue for sure.
It was just one of the things I was just like, you know what? This is part of your character. Yeah. And I actually don't like it's yeah. not even that you didn't tell me about the real estate.
Right.
It's more or less to do about you just being
everything
so
else.
Secretive around me.
And the only reason I bring up the real estate thing is because he wouldn't let that go. He wouldn't address anything else that I laid out on the table. I laid out 12 things. So long story short, for people to have the uncomfortable conversations when you're in the moment of at a crossroad, right? With your friend. For me, what helped was instead of going off of my emotions, like I said earlier, I stepped into my value system. Was like, I got some really good people in my life,
mm-hmm.
male, female.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of good.
Yeah.
As Drake says, no new friends. Yeah. Like I'm kind of good. The only reason why I entertained this idea is because we had so much history.
Yeah. You were just trying to,
if it was someone new. Yeah. I'd be like, eh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's comfortable.
But it's important to stick to your value system. It's important that when your wife is kind of like, I don't really know about that guy.
So your wife wasn't feeling him.
She at times was just like, I don't that's not really like your friend, like you, like your circle of friends. Yeah. Like Jared wouldn't do that, or no. You know what I mean. So and so wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, but she goes, but I get it because it's history. But I was like, this. There's a saying that says, don't confuse my loyalty with slavery. Mm. I'll be loyal to you, but I'm not like a slave to you. I'm not like tied to the hip for the rest of life because I've known you for 10 plus years. Like, if it no longer serves you, you have to let it go. This was bothering me to the core. I was like, I don't really.
Do you think it was messing you up moving forward and connecting?
Yeah. And the organization thing was a big moment for me because I was like, damn, like I was about to go into business with this guy. And my business partner was like, I'm not with this. Mm. Let alone other people that I would bring him around would kind of peep vibe like, what's up with your guy? And I was like, why is everyone? But I just had him on such a pedestal.
Like you didn't even, I didn't even do it.
And even if I did, I would make excuses. And then again, it just came down to like enough was enough, which maybe it was for you guys too.
Yeah. A lot of that same stuff was in there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't take it to the degree of with them, because the difference between us was that you and I always still had a good relationship until that very last like week or so, maybe a month at that. Even when you would, when I would bring you around, you would set fire to the room.
Right. You didn't really care.
No, because you and I were still good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you and I didn't have a problem. You might have a problem with everybody else, but you and I didn't have a problem. So it didn't really bug me as much.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so,
well, I think with us, it was different because it was the same similar dynamic, but the problem was that whereas you kind of like ended shit with him and he was like, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Jay, check this out, bro. I'm out. But it was because I knew that I was falling off.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Face that.
Just like,
yeah.
And I didn't even fully process that at the time. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good, you know?
Yeah, I think the bubble for us, I felt like, towards the last month, whenever we spoke or whenever we got to hang out or got to talk, there was a anger towards me.
Yeah.
There was like some type of resentment that was there. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just like you said earlier, because my life started getting good and then you were going through your shit, I was feeling guilty because I wasn't there all the time.
Yeah.
When you were going through stuff, like I would check in on you or I would try to like see if you're all good. But there was like a moment of like, how far do I keep diving into this before it pulls me down too?
Yeah.
And so I felt guilty growing through there. And I'm sure that's where the resentment started to build.
Well, it was weird. It was different because I knew that's how you were feeling.
Yeah.
But I didn't care about that. But I was resenting that you thought that. Like I was resenting that you thought that like it was because you were elevating.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It was universally it was.
Yeah.
But my actual reason was because when we were going through so much life together and we used to have like that metaphor, like the hamsters.
Yeah.
And we just kept making the same turns
for
years. And then all of a sudden
we split
and I didn't realize it until I looked back and I was like, oh, this motherfucker's not here.
Mm.
And I looked.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I saw you and I was like, well, you're over there, bro. Like, I'm over here.
Yeah.
And I had always thought we were so similar.
Yeah.
But the split that we took was such a large split
in
choice making and even personality traits that it like shocked me to like, even who you were. And then yeah. I was all about street respect and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude is fucking, you know, leveling up and doing podcasts and whatever. And I'm like trying to get some other type of money.
Yeah.
And I'm bro, like, that's cool.
Yeah. You know? yeah.
But like, you're not doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like yeah. I thought we were going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And I thought we understood that, but we had so much that was understood without speaking.
That we never that had that conversation.
The things that we didn't agree on
yeah.
were also not said.
Yes.
And then that we just saw them, but we had too much respect for each other to bring them up because you're
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you anything about yourself. So mm-hmm. I just let it happen and I let it happen. You did the same with
yeah.
me. And
yeah.
we just went like this. And then eventually we just kind of like we're down here and up here. Or more like this.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like yelled to you like, bro.
Fuck you, bro.
No, but I didn't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't end like that.
You know.
It ended with just like, check, like, bro.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It felt like a fuck you because.
But I didn't say that.
You didn't
or,
say
or it
the
wasn't
words,
even. The,
but the last conversation that we had, because we were so close.
I respected you too much to say fuck you.
No, but mm-hmm. you knew, and this could be my own perception, but you knew where to hit me. And I don't know if you remember that conversation.
I remember trying to tiptoe and ballet every way I could to not offend you.
Yeah.
Or disrespect you
as
I left. Not because I gave a fuck about what was going to happen in the future because I didn't at the time.
Yeah.
But because I respected what we had had.
Yeah.
So I was going to get out of it without saying shit.
Yeah.
That was my thing.
But
apparently it didn't work.
The thing that hurt me and the reason why I kind of like wiped my hands at the end was when we were on the phone, you were like, yo, when we were back in K-Town and we were fucking broke as fuck, you if you would have saw your future self, you would have hated it.
I said that?
Yeah. And I was like.
That's fucked up.
And I was like, and he's like, bro, you changed so much.
I said that?
Yeah.
I don't think yeah. I said that.
Yeah, bro, you said that
I
shit. You said
that's
that
a,
shit.
That's a no. pretty accurate. Yeah. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say accurate. But that's a pretty
that,
descriptive.
You said that shit.
I'm not going to be the guy that's like, oh, did I say it?
Yeah.
I was high as fuck
when
all
we had
the time. No, all the time,
yeah,
which
yeah.
was part of the problem
yeah.
that I fixed. But I'm not even going to blame it on that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I didn't even realize that I had done that.
Yeah. But see, this is the reason why we could still be cool.
Yeah, you could have a conversation.
You know what I'm saying? It's because like, even when I bring it up, you're like, man, that's messed up. And that's the energy that you approached me when we first started talking.
That's very disrespectful, man.
Yeah. But I mean, it kind of aligns with the analogy that you were saying when you were like, we were like this and then you went this way.
Yeah.
And so it made me feel like your decisions weren't who I thought you were.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to how you can come to that conclusion. But I remember just being on the phone like, fuck.
Damn.
God,
that's how you
fucked
feel?
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny.
To
it was funny
of
when we were like well, both doing it
you
together.
You thought it was funny,
yeah.
and I thought that we were both on the same side with that yeah. shit. And then you got like civilized,
yeah.
And I was like, and I was like,
still out here living like an animal.
What happened? But yeah. now that I'm so to with your situation,
yeah,
the civilized thing. But I had to civilize myself,
yeah.
in order to come back. It's not that I'm like, bro, I don't have this house or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
no,
that
no.
I just got on your level and was like, hey, bro, we're here together.
Mm.
But it's just more like I evolved. Like I
yeah.
just matured and evolved
well, yeah.
as a person and yeah. realized my own mistakes. It sounds like to me that he fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and with our yeah. situation, I took the L. I wasn't like, mm-hmm. bro, it was on both sides.
No, yeah,
right.
yeah.
I said there was
but
misunderstandings
was.
On both sides.
It was.
But
it was on
I
both
was
sides.
The one who threw the match on the fire.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
burned it.
But I want to tell you, though, now that you're here in person, that it was on both sides because when you needed me the most, I was hands off.
Mm.
I was hands off. I didn't get involved.
Even, but when someone's doing what I was doing,
yeah.
you cannot be hands on.
Yes.
That's why I ended up with no hands on me because
yeah.
I was fucking. If it was just us and everything else stayed intact,
yeah.
but everything
right.
around me burned. So
right.
yeah.
it's like, it's not, it had to be me. On every phone call I did was like, oh, bro, it was me. It's
yeah.
obvious that it was me. It was
yeah.
a fucking meltdown. And,
yeah.
you know, as much as it could have been you, these things happen. You'll
yeah.
have another friend. Jared will do something. You'll do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life. You don't just say, I break up with you to my wife.
Right.
Yeah. You know, fuck you. I'm leaving the
you
house.
You guys hash it out.
Because
right.
she's going to do something. You know
right.
what
yeah.
I mean?
Right.
And,
yeah.
and this is real life. We're all people and you need the people. Like, I'm
yeah.
sorry, boo-hoo. You need these people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you want to be like a champ and
yeah.
say, I'm good to everyone, then you're going to
yeah.
be good by yourself in a fucking street. which I did.
But yeah.
And that's the thing I was going to say, because you hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you were able to wake up and smell the coffee and start to put things together. And like you said, every person you hit, you're like, look, my bad. I was going through some shit.
Yeah.
I think with my friend, I fear he's going to hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
I legit fear, like, bro, you're on a train and it's gonna wreck, and like I wanna throw a life vest out, but like, what'd you say? Something you had a whole bar.
You
like,
can't be hands on with someone when they're doing it. From exactly. what you said when we were, I don't know if it was on tape or not, but he's going there. He's doing it, but it's gonna be in his best. I am fucking dope now. Like,
yeah,
I got like way cleaned out, and he'll get cleaned out.
I hope so.
And he'll come back and you're going to accept that shit
for sure.
But you're not going to accept it if he just calls and he's like, bro, my realtor license is popping. Like, just checking on you, bro. How are you? Like, that's not how it's going to, he's going to have to come back with some humility and.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's we're
some people don't make it back.
I was going to say, cause
that's the fucking,
and that's what I'm worried about. And my wife asked me like, do you want to help him? And I'm like, well, the last time I tried, he told me he'd want to be on my fucking podcast. So I'm like, but I was like, he's going through some shit. I was like,
I don't want to be on your fucking podcast, but JD.
Like, but he said, I'm not on the couch right now. And I was like, bro, he's like, I'm not on the therapy couch.
Oh,
like,
he was a sad sister.
I'm like, you're hurt.
Yeah. He was a sad sister.
I said, you're hurt right now. It's all good. But I mean, for sure, I for sure would be willing to have any conversation. Whether he needs me to listen, he needs me to, as long as the want to change is there.
I got a question for that. This is an awkward question. And I don't know if it's appropriate. But do you kind of hope that he crashes?
No. No. I thought you were going somewhere else. But
what did you think I was going?
I actually thought you were going to say, is he jealous of me? Because because that was a whole thing that our mutual friend had pointed out to me. And I was like, no, because remember, this was like the teacher and I was the pupil.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the hell can Mr. Miyagi be jealous of me?
But I got something for that. I think most people, when they know you as the student, when the student rises out of that situation, it is so hard for the person to accept that you're not that role anymore.
Especially when that person, we'll call it the teacher, is in the same place.
Yeah.
You elevated it past
And I've been elevating. And the thing is like I wouldn't keep him where he was. I was trying to, I'm like, bro, the view is way better up top. Come check this out kind of thing, you know? But he just was like, nah, you know, like I taught you kind of, you know what I mean? He's just old school like that. But back to your question, Jay, I definitely do not hope he crashes and burns. And there's still a part of me that's like, I'm a send away, a thumb press away from being like, I want to help. But then I'm like, I know he's not going to receive it well. If anyone knows me with both these podcast shows, like, you can talk to me. If you don't know by now, like, bro, like I'm an open book. Out. I am a huge advocate of therapy. Like, let's have a conversation, you know, let's just talk. But I just, I know he's going through it, and knowing him the way that I do and who he is, when everything around him is turning into shit, he puts more guards up as opposed to reaches out and says, hey, look, I kind of need some help right now. You know,
this is the path to the rock bottom.
Yep, that's why I asked. Yeah. I wanted
everything
to ask
you're
you.
Saying that he's doing. These are literally the steps. Like, there's a path downwards, and you take these steps, and I know them very well. And I could tell that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's going, but it's good.
So wait, so Stephen, it's good. It's good.
When you hit rock bottom, that's when you can actually stand up.
If you live.
You do leg day, bro?
No, if you live.
Oh, I thought you said lift. I was like, yo.
Oh, shit.
Boy, it break?
I think it was empty.
I think it did break.
No, I didn't. You're good.
How the fuck did this survive?
Wow, did it land square on the fucking thing?
That survived.
On the base?
I don't know how that survived.
Base? Wow.
No, but it's great if you make it out.
Yeah.
Right? Well, but if you don't, that's obviously to the detriment. But my question to you, Stefan, is, and this is selfish question to ask. How do I want to phrase it? If you could take yourself back to rock bottom, would you?
If you smell.
If you could take yourself back there.
He does not want to go back there.
Would you want Jared to continue to reach out?
It wouldn't have mattered what he did. It doesn't matter what the fuck you're doing for this gentleman. It does not matter.
Okay.
And this is for everyone else. Like, it's not the end of all friendships is not because someone is descending. Sometimes it's other shit. But if it is because someone is obviously falling off and you're noticing the reason you're pulling out is because they're falling off, let the motherfucker fall off. Because if you keep on reaching out, he's going to keep feeling like, bro, I'm fine. Like, why are you reaching out to me? Like, I teach you. Yeah. That's how I was with him. Like, bro, I'm the fuck over here getting this money. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah, like, you look all fancy. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah, wow.
But.
Yeah,
he was get. Is he not? Did he not get fancy? You know what I mean? Like, did it not work?
But where's the line?
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Oh no, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, whether you had reached out or not, I didn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't
care. I didn't care if my mom reached out. I didn't care who reached out.
Wow.
I didn't need nobody.
It wasn't about that.
Yeah.
Do you think that somebody who is trending that direction has to hit rock bottom in order for it to come back
up? This is real life. No one has to do shit. Mm. This shit happens because this is real life. You're falling off because, motherfucker, you're falling off. It could end for you, bro, in the gutter. Mm. That's real. Mm-hmm. It's not because there's some dude trying to teach you a universal lesson, bro. You're going to be fine at the end. No, motherfucker, you're falling off. Like, if you don't get it together, you will stay down there until you get it together or you are done.
Yeah.
And you see people out here that are done.
Yeah.
So it's not like for your friend, it's not about, you can't wait for him. Like if he wants to send you the DM in the future or whatever, then it's most likely all open arms depending on how you are, but there's no guarantee. It's at least 50-50 that people just stay, bro. That you see it all the time. People just stay and they just put their fucking
blinders on.
Make their forehead harder and harder. Right. And they just keep on running into the same wall. That's why him. I'm the tiger who changed his stripes.
Hey.
I'm a motherfucking leopard.
Hey. Drop the bomb.
But, Lowe's. Can you fuck with me, Lowe's?
Lowe's is like, man, I'm cold.
I'm cold.
It's fucking with my high.
Anyway, bro.
Yeah.
But back to the topic of just friendships ending. I think it's just, I'm sorry, Lowe's did.
You're fine. No, just speak.
It's not you.
Speaking to the mic.
Oh, that's okay. Wrong.
Yeah, there you go. You're good. Do your thing, brother. Keep going.
Oh, Lowe's, are you okay, bro?
I'm fine. I'm just cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Are we fucking up over here?
No, we're good. Let's go. Okay.
It's too
deep.
Let's
do this.
Too deep.
No, you guys are fine. Oh. Let's go.
Go ahead. Leopard. What you got?
Leopard.
Finish here.
Little leopard. Damn. I'll take it. I'll take all of it. Yeah. I'm that motherfucking leopard. So, but anyway, it's not even about rock bottom, but like just when friendships end and stuff, I think the best thing is like let it float. Like if they're floating that way, let them float. If they float back, let them float back.
Well, my question then to you, Jay, is like, because how I feel is like, especially because there's so many similarities. I'm like, you're doing exactly what I was doing. Like you are literally, you bought the ticket to that game that I played in, failed miserably. Like, let me help you. It doesn't have to be this hard.
Yeah.
Were you that way at all with Stefan? Like, bro, like I see you going on this path.
Yeah.
I got you.
Like, well, you know, what's interesting is that at the time, I was so confused to why my life was getting better and Stefan's life wasn't that it was like survivor remorse. Like I had this feeling of because we came from the same place, because we went through the same shit, because we literally were roommates. We were poor. We were broke.
You were in it.
We were like hustling together. We were doing dirt. You know what I'm saying? We were just in it. So, I didn't think at the time that I was making any different decisions than Stefan was.
Right.
I felt like I just got lucky. I felt like there was nothing that I could say to Stefan to help him get to where I got, because I honestly felt like there was nothing that I did differently.
Yeah.
And it was so hard for me to understand.
This is weird because it's when you elevate people that are on other places, wherever you were at that you just got out of, you can now see them like that.
You see them differently.
I recently have started elevating more.
Yeah.
And it's like you can totally see like there's nothing for me to, I can't tell you shit.
I know and I see it. Is he self-sabotaging?
Well, I knew that Stefan was self-sabotaging.
Everyone knew.
Yeah, okay, I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew that for sure because although that we were going through our things, like I would still try to put him in position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still would like, you know, introduce him to people that I knew.
Yeah.
I would introduce, you know, I still try to put him in position to to like, you know, do the things that I did that I thought I did that was making my life better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it every time that I put you in position, you blew the room up.
That's what happens when you bring people, though. Like when you bring the wrong people or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Because we went through our situation when, like, that's the reason why I valued Lo so heavily.
Yeah.
Because he was the closest thing that I had that was like a true homie. You know what I mean? And when we and I like stopped being homies, like that void was so big that I was like, I didn't understand how valuable it was for men to have friends that are men. Because when we first, I was like, fuck it. I got my wife. I'm chilling. Like I don't really care about none of this shit.
Right.
And, but as I started going through, there's just certain things that I can't have that conversation with wifey. There's certain ways like, I can bring something up to Los and he just understands, kind of like what you're saying. He just knows me. He knows where I'm at. He knows where my head's at. He can just kind of, you know, give me the advice or give me the bounce back that I'm looking for. And then when you and I became friends, like there was like this value system that like, that's the reason why every time I think that I offend you, I call you. Yeah. I'm like, hey, bro, is there anything that I did that was pissed off? Because I'm scarred from our situation.
Yeah, no, I'm good at it now.
You know what I mean?
Keeping friends, I'm real good at that now.
It got to the point where JD was like, yo, bro, like, stop. stop calling me and seeing if I'm offended. You know what I'm saying? So I do it so often, and maybe it's like a trigger now where I'm like, you know what I mean? I just don't want...
It leaves a scar.
Yeah.
Totally.
And now
you learn from it, you get better at it.
And I'm at a place now where I'm like, I don't want Los to be like, you know what, Jared, I'm cool off of you. I don't want JD to be like, you know what, I'm cool off of you.
That's not gonna
happen. So like, I'm just hyper aware that I value this.
And
this
is how did you get to that level? Because I would say like that's a maturity thing, that's an age thing, but like
we're gonna put the heater on for you on the next one, dog. I got you.
Yeah,
got low iron. that lean meat.
Los is cold.
We're gonna close the doors and we're gonna
that back door.
Yeah, we're gonna close the doors and we're gonna put the heater on. Yeah. We're gonna let it heat up in the room.
It's. You know, like I used to think, like I'll snap out of it because I'm younger. And I did eventually because I learned from my lessons. Instead of running and cutting people off, I was like, sit down, look in the mirror, hard conversation. He's 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
If your relationship is ending because someone's falling off, even now with Jared's skills and scar and a value system, it's still going to end. If someone's falling off, they're
that's
falling
crazy.
Off. If your relationship is coming to an end.
That was loud.
That was loud.
But it's gonna go. It's gonna go. So, but there's other reasons that friendships come to a certain position.
Goddamn soundboard.
My dog loves.
Oh no, you're fine.
My dog.
You're good. I'm just it's Jared and his buttons.
Hey.
Oh, God. Yep. All right. Yep. But if somebody's falling off, as Stefan was saying.
Shit.
Before Jared invaded Iraq. See, now you're taking this. It was still funny. You can't take the sting out of my joke with a drum roll. not doing anything.
Okay, well, what were you saying?
This works because both of you wanted it to work, came correct, owned up to both, you know, whatever. So it can't be the way if it's just one-sided.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I mean, I think we could take...
And that speaks to actually the love, because what's funny about you and I is we really were friends.
Yeah.
That friendship is actually what is still here.
The glue.
Yeah. That's why it worked, and that's why it was healable.
Yeah, because if there was anybody else, I don't think that...
There's a person I can think of right now that I'm not friends with. You know what I'm saying?
Say it.
But it's... Just,
say it.
No, bro, loved it. Loved him.
Okay.
But like... The
I go for the drama. Nah.
But why do women care about this? like the friendships between men.
No, I think... Yeah. I love
that's
that.
Fucked up.
I love that.
That's
honesty.
What Los is thinking the whole time. Enjoy the
podcast. No, Stefan, I think it's. I mean, they may be going through their own friendship breakup too, right? But it's like we want.
I'll tell
hear
you why
from you.
I care about it. I care about it because men, I read a stat that the loneliest person on earth is a 35-year-old man. And the reason being is because they don't see conversations like these. They don't see when somebody hits the shit and when we hash out the shit or when we're going through the shit.
Yeah.
Everyone is handling it on their own or they're just like looking away. They're just like, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm good. I'm chilling. I got my wife. I got my stuff. I got my job. I got this.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't care. And I think most of the times that's where men's heads are at.
Men definitely don't talk about anything we just talked about. That's actually not a conversation at all.
No.
So have you ever been in a case? I mean, so I know I have. I'll tell y'all. But I mean, I'm curious. Have you guys ever been in a situation, Stefan aside, because obviously you've made it clear that you were, you know, not the best friend at the time. Have y'all ever been a shitty friend?
Oh, I have. Sure.
Yeah.
I had a friendship end not too long ago because I did some wild shit. I did a couple things out of pocket. There was some things that was said that I know, like, flat out I didn't do that. But there was some shit that I did with
Yeah, I've been a shitty friend before. I had a very big obsession with wanting everyone to like me. So I haven't been a shitty friend often.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because I was a good person. It was because I wanted to be liked.
So you never really burned bridges.
I just kind of
put a gate up.
I haven't burned one bridge.
Wow. That's true.
Sometimes it's good to burn a bridge, man. It keeps you from going back. Like,
that's true.
To be fair, like the person.
That's a bar.
For sure. Like,
that's a bar.
I've heard that. Some old person told me that. I can't take that.
Most of my
bars are from old people that I've known along my lifetime.
They got the bars.
Or things that I've heard in jail. One or the other. Getting bars from jail. There you go. Hey. There's another bar. Anyways.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. I'm warming up. I'm trying to warm myself up.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes, like, I mean, like, all right, so for the person I was a shitty friend to, they needed to burn that bridge. Like, they don't need to be my friend.
Because
obviously I didn't respect the things that they valued enough to be their friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And it just when you got that.
By the time I realized it, I had done too much shit that was harmful.
Yeah.
For it to be reconciled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I think, man, like, it's kind of in a way, like, I think some of the things that I did, some people may not have been as offensive, but it goes to like what JD says, where different people in different situations and, you know, the way that you engage with them, you have to be aware of the friendships that you have and how that person wants to be your friend and how they want to interact with you and you know, what you value and how they value, like JD was saying, like with his friend, the things that he didn't align with anymore. So I wasn't doing my job as a friend to find those things with that person. And so by that, like they need to burn that bridge. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, that's.
I want to say too, like, it's, I mean, let's celebrate something. We're glass half full. I feel like I sucked the life out of this episode, but.
Wow. Whoa.
I feel like I did.
Why do you think that?
That's my bad.
You sucked the life out of it, bro.
Like, no, with just my story. It was heavy.
Shut up, Los.
It was a heavy story. Don't be instigating, dog, because you warmed up now.
I'm still cold.
But I want to, two things. Number one is, it's important for the men out there, especially watching, because we can't speak on a woman's experience. But for men, as Stefan touched on earlier, like, we don't typically have these conversations, whether it's our ego, our pride, whatever. If there's guys out there going through something with their men, you know what I mean? We're just, they're not aligned, whatever it is. Like, take a step into your value system. Don't react off of emotions and stuff. Just think about, is this person an acquaintance or is this person a friend? Right? Because there's a total difference between an acquaintance and a friend. And also just realize, look, some people come into your life for a reason, seasonal. Some are seasonal, some are for a lifetime. Just assess all of these things, but have that uncomfortable conversation with your guy and just figure out if this is what we're going to do great, then here's what I kind of need. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And kudos to you guys. I want to celebrate you guys real quick because, I mean, thankfully, Stefan made it out of the rut that he was in. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, you were able to hold that space for him when he came correct. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because this is maybe rare, I think, for a lot of situations.
So. No, it's very rare.
I think so.
So let's celebrate that because, again, there's a lot of people watching like, damn, like I got to hit up my homie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
and I will say, too, like, you know, something that I learned out of the situation was anything that is broken, whether it be a friendship, mm-hmm. whether it be a relationship, whether it be family, mm-hmm. it can be fixed.
Yeah.
It just is going to take an adult conversation.
Yeah.
It's going to take ownership. It's going to take ability. It's going to take accountability. And it's going to be able to be, when we had our conversations, we were able to say what hurt me. You were able to say what hurt me. Not just me, but you were able to say where you were hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it can't be all the way like, dude, I was so fucked up, man. I just want to, you know what I mean?
It wasn't that.
It had to be like, hey, this is what I was thinking. This is what was going through my head. It more or less has to be like, I need to understand what your perspective was.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong, right, bad, mm-hmm. good. I just want to know what you were thinking in that moment and vice versa. Yeah. You just wanted to know where my head was at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't think I agree with you. I don't think that anything can be repaired. I think there's certain situations where it's just like, we can have all the adult conversations you want. I'm cool. Like, fuck you.
Even if they approached it with...
I'm to name two or three people right now. They can come to me with all the humility and grace and care they wanted to. I tell them where they can put it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Care to be
some people, there is truth in that, and there is some people where it's gonna take, you know, once you cross that road, it's done.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, I've never burned a bridge. Yeah. I don't. Mm. I have an immense amount of empathy.
Yeah.
I've never been able to control that. I've never been able to do that. So, doesn't really matter what happens between us. And I remember telling JD that, like, when we almost got into it and we almost scrapped, I'm like, bro, if we even fought, there's nothing that you could have done that we wouldn't be able to talk through.
Again, sometimes people make a permanent decision on a temporary feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand how you could be like, man, fuck you, I'm done. And you just actually, instead of being like, you hurt me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a man to tell another man, like, bro, you actually hurt my feelings. Like, how many times have you guys heard a man?
Never. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Very rarely.
But you know what? I think we hear it more than we realize it. Because I've, in these instances, I wouldn't tell any of these individuals, fuck you. Like, well, one of them I would. One of them I would.
As he looks into the camera.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
Fuck you. But, like, most, like, the rest of us, I'd just be like, look, like, you just move too funny for me. I'm good.
Yeah,
that's all, because I'm not gonna give you the energy.
Yeah,
you know, there's only certain things that you're gonna do where I'm gonna hold anger for you.
So were your feelings hurt with any of these situations?
Well, one of them, all right, so the one that I can't let go of, that was financial.
Okay.
Right, so like that one, it's like there's certain way, like once you do certain things and you put me in certain positions, like ain't no explaining, really.
They're coming
like,
back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, you know, there's nothing to be said. The other ones, yeah, for sure, my feelings were hurt.
Did you tell them that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it like my feelings were hurt. I said, you know, pretty much, yeah, you're moving funny. I don't like the things that you were doing, the way you're moving. I just don't fuck with
you. But that's what I'm saying. For men to say to another man, like, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
We dress it up.
Direct words exactly. Like this. Yeah. So, yeah. Right.
We dress it up in ways like, ah, bro, I'm good. I'm chilling. Or you move different or whatever. I was like, you hurt my feelings, bro. Like,
good point. Yeah.
It is what it is. And I'm manning up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just having a whole, you know, role play situation. But it's like, for men.
You hurt my feelings, bro.
It's my camera. Yo. No, but it's real because, and that's just to our ego and pride that we really struggle because we're embarrassed. we fear we're going to get judged. We fear, you know, oh, that's lame or they're going to look at me different, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, the more you can be in tune with your feelings and then actually articulate them, the better you're going to be. And I'm sure, Stephen, you could attest to that because you probably.
I'll say it's a way out. No, it's a way out. No, like, you hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can let that shit sit in the air.
That hits different,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Prepared.
It hits,
yeah,
different. I'm not like, you hurt my feelings. Like, dude, you hurt my feelings.
Like, yeah, bro, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it hits different.
People back. People play all different when you do,
yeah,
that.
When you're direct,
it's
like that.
It's a way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just something that, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's entitled to. I never want people to feel like they have to amend anything.
Right.
I know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what works for you.
If a person, yeah, approached me with humility and understanding, I just have I have an immense amount of empathy. And
yeah. Yeah.
It's probably my downfall.
But let me, sorry, cut you off, Jay. But
maybe it's your saving
it's
grace.
It's definitely, yeah, a little power move, bro.
Yeah.
Checkmate, mother. No, but
yeah. I think you accept the type of friends for who they are and what, yeah, they do, mm-hmm, in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep them. Love allows, you continue to do it. And if they fuck up, then it ends. And if they come back, yeah, and if the love stood out, you do it. If the love's not there, then fuck them. Like,
yeah,
you
know, yeah,
what I mean? Like, yeah, that's, it's just real life. You, yeah, know what I mean? You don't, yeah, just shut off shit. This is what people do. They shut off shit and then they're like, no, I shut that shit off.
Yeah,
I will,
yeah,
not reopen.
Well, to that point, like, there's friends that I have now that I won't do business with because and it's
something
not
that happened
because of something that they did, and it wasn't so egregious that I couldn't let it go. Right, it was something that I was just like, really, bro, like, all right, man,
I
see
you.
What it is on that. So, yeah, like, I won't do business with you, but like, we're still like, man, I'm at your house, you know,
yeah,
we're,
yeah,
hanging,
yeah,
out. I'm doing, yeah, this. I know your kids, like,
yeah,
yeah,
you know, like, so, yeah, like, I feel like there's places where you know you have to shut it down and places where you can leave it open and,
yeah,
know, different types of people. For what, say it for me, JD, what was it, different,
I was trying to think that there's a couple, but
the one that works best here, the different something for different,
hit him with a gem.
Give me a gem, JD.
Oh, come on, man. Pressure's on.
Well, that's, well, where, I, that's, I was, where gems are made,
yeah,
man.
There's a, well, I'm gonna give you two. One is different people bring out different sides of you.
There you go.
And the other
gem one,
the other, and the other one is, some friends are seasonal, some are for a lifetime.
Hey, gem number two, we got a diamond and a ruby.
Those were solid.
There we go.
Thank, yeah, you.
Well, this has been a wonderful podcast. I hope that it wasn't annoying and that you could find some relatability in it, mm-hmm, because I know most of the women out there that are watching this probably never seen this kind of discussion through men.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching or have gone through something similar, or there's something that was said that you relate to,
mm-hmm,
I would love to hear about it in the comments.
Yeah.
Also, like, share, subscribe.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Help, yeah, us out. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Go write a review at the Apple review.
Hey.
You know, give us some love. Give us some love.
Let's go.
We don't want you on our fucking podcast.
All right, I hope you guys enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, guys.